This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we don't talk a lot about the health benefits of animals and our pets because many of us think that our pets are the root of our stress and of our crazy. I know mine are, right? We have one dog, four cats. And they drive me absolutely crazy. They drive me so bonkers. And yes, you know, you can use them as therapy. And I could come home from a long day and want to cuddle with, but they're not really the cuddly type of animals. You know, like I'll have as a happy place. Good. I can't wait to come home. You know, Apollo, the dog, will be so happy to see me. Right. And I'll be able to just kind of nuzzle his head. And no, because he's very drippy, you know, and he farts a lot and he wants to eat and he's very clingy. And then I'm like, okay, no. I want to be in control of the hug and the love. So like, you know what? The cats are less saliva-y. Right? You know, so good. I'll go to the cats. Okay, well, you guys all know about Shaky Boo. I mean, Shaky Boo is like the biggest jerk, you know, walking. And the girl cats are all jealous and, you know, they talk about me behind my back and they don't want anything to do with me. I'm not cool enough, you know? So, I've never been able to really appreciate having an animal as pet therapy. Well, Fox News is saying you could use a snake, right? A snake could be used as therapy. According to Dr. Lori Hess, exotic pets can serve different purposes. They could be incredible companions. They're very non-judgmental. Now, that's very, very interesting because for those of us that have cats, our cats judge us all the time. I'll get dressed. One of the girl cats is watching me get dressed. Watching me do my makeup, but she's looking at me like, oh, no, please, really, really? Yeah, it would be really nice to have a pet sit there, you know, first not watch me dress, because I think that's really, really creepy, and I'd like some privacy. But, you know, when I say, how do I look, they say you look good. Or they like to think that. There are exotic pets, they say, that have unique characteristics and abilities that can prove to be beneficial to people with special needs. According to Dr. Hess, who is based out of Bedford Hills, New York, they can offer assistance and companionship to people with conditions ranging from autism to high blood pressure. She said, for individuals with autism, she's the author of Unlikely Companions, The Adventures of an Exotic Doctor. I'm an exotic doctor, right? Would you guys think me, Dr. Dahlia, is exotic? No. No. All right. She recommended a reptile, like a snake or a chameleon, because the hyperactivity of a dog or the darting behavior of a cat could be overwhelming for patients. Yeah, cats are like the worst therapy animals, unless you got a good one. For those of you that have a good one, you know, one that's really soft and nice and appreciates you. I wouldn't use a cat. You could have cats. I mean, they're easy to take care of. Like I said, I got four of them. Anybody want a cat? But dogs, again, could be so hyperactive that if you have somebody that needs to calm down, that needs to, lower their blood pressure, that may not work. So they say having a reptile that is slow moving, like a turtle. I think a turtle would be cool, not a snake. Having a reptile that is slow moving and calm, really interesting to look at, that you learn about, learn to take care of, are great for kids on the autistic spectrum. She warned that parents should research a reptile first to make sure it's safe and suitable for a child. Yeah, if before you get a snake, right, for your kid, can you please research it? They say people with post-traumatic stress disorder will typically lean on dogs and cats for camaraderie. But parrots can be a great alternative. I'm sorry, I don't like parrots. I don't, but that's okay. Hess noted that, I mean, maybe I'd eat one. Has anybody ever had parrot meat? What does parrot meat taste like? I don't know. I understand. My friends had a parrot in their office. It's apparently parrots are supposed to be very, very smart, I guess. But it just looks so meaty to me. You know, so after I took my kids to their dental visit, I was like, you know, I could really use some chicken. So I guess that's me and parrots. But they say parrots can be very human-like. They can talk sense the owner's emotions. They say cockatoos are an especially good choice because they are a social bird that like to be physically touched, which could be comforting and soothing to somebody with PTSD. I know a lot of you guys are now thinking about Dumb and Dumber, right? The bird with the head taped on it. Don't be thinking about that, okay? That was very, very sad. We're a blind kid. You know, was given a bird that accidentally got killed, and they thought that the blind kid would not realize that the bird was dead. That was not cool. They say if you have an animal that speaks languages that will understand you, that could be pretty incredible. What about fish? Watching a fish tank. I agree with this. You can't do anything with a fish. And I don't mind having pet fish because it's not like I want to eat fish. I don't like fish. But having a fish tank that you watch is very soothing. Now, my kids had an exotic pet. It was a tarantula. And I guess National Geographic said, now this is breaking news here, okay, for you animal lovers. Tarantulas may be right-handed. Did you guys know that? They said biologists believe, all right, that showing a preference for the right or left hand, right, or your side is, more of an issue of humans and maybe kangaroos. But they say tarantulas, all right, prefer the right. And I don't think that's a political statement. A team of grapefruit-sized tarantulas, they put them through a variety of tests, and in a set of odor-based experiments, the tarantulas could smell live cockroaches, their favorite prey, at the end of both tunnels. In another, the male tarantulas could detect the smell of female tarantulas. And in both cases, the males chose the right path more often. They like to go to the right, which means tarantulas are right-handed. Very cool. We'll talk more about spiders one day. Apparently they found that their web is even stronger than we thought. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I apologize. I still have the stupid cold. Oh, my gosh, it's been going on for weeks. You know, we talk about stress leading to heart disease and leading to heart attacks, stroke, and how stress is bad. And I tell you all to not be stressed out. Meanwhile, I am always stressed out. And I think we're just a whole bunch of stress cases running around the place. I think I put too much on me, but I like stress. I need stress. I will give myself a deadline that doesn't have to be that short a deadline. Just because if I don't have that deadline, I procrastinate. And I thrive on stress. And one of the reasons why I don't panic about stress causing heart disease, even though we know it does, is because nobody can tell me really, really why stress does. How does stress really affect your heart? Please, you know, a football game is stressful, whether you're playing it or whether you're watching it. Driving to work could be stressful. You know, how do you get rid of stress? All right, please. Until you guys figure it out, I'm still going to do whatever I do. Unfortunately, looks like they figured it out. They figured out why stress can cause heart disease. And they say it's because of an area in the brain called the amygdala. I've never liked the amygdala. I thought the amygdala was a little cocky son of a gun. Apparently this amygdala is the reason why when we're stressed, we can have a heart attack. All right? So, the study was published in Journal Lancet. There were two complementary studies that were carried out to explore the connection, and I'm sure they complimented each other, going, oh, good job. In the first, the researchers looked at data from people who had undergone brain imaging that could detect not only regional brain activity, but also inflammation in the brain's arteries. The participants were tracked over the next 2 to 5 years, during which time their heart health, including cardiovascular events, were monitored. And they found in the study, being reported by Forbes, people who had more activity in the amygdala, which is an area of the brain that kind of oversees your fear, your stress, your emotion, were more likely to suffer from heart disease in the future. Heart attack, stroke, angina, chest pain. Activity in the amygdala was also linked to more activity in the bone marrow tissue that gives rise to blood cells and to inflammation in the arteries, right? Because how does heart disease manifest? Well, something has to cause these plaques to form to prevent blood flow going to the heart or going to the brain. And inflammation is a big factor of that. Right? Fat, obviously, cholesterol, blood sugar. Right? And so, but, you know, the more inflammation you have, the more of an inflammatory state, the more you're at risk of starting to clog your arteries or cause damage to the arteries that may have a plaque, causing it to tear off, causing some intimal, the lining of the blood vessel wall, will need to repair itself. When it has to repair itself, in come the clotting factors, and unfortunately, you could stop blood flow, making a clot to the heart. So dangerous stuff. Now, in another study, they said people with histories of chronic stress, particularly post-traumatic stress disorder, filled out questionnaires about the current stress levels. Their brains were also scanned, and activity in the amygdala measured, along with inflammation of the arteries. Here they also found links between stress and activity in the amygdala. How do you spell amygdala? A-M-Y-G-D-A-L-A. So it's Amy G. Dalla. But they don't call it Amy G. Dalla. They call it amygdala. I don't know about you guys, but I like a word when it's kind of easy on your larynx to pronounce, right? Like, there's some words I don't like to say, and I forget which words I don't like to say thank you. Yeah, I don't like to say thank you. I don't like to say I was wrong. I don't like to say it. But something like amygdala just flows, doesn't it? It's very easy to say. I kind of think of there's certain words where it almost hurts your mouth. You feel like you're doing something wrong saying that word. It's not a bad word. I got to figure it out. So anyway, back to the stress and heart attack story. What they're saying is when we say you got to cut your stress, we're not blowing it out our ears. If they are finding areas of the brain that start to activate higher metabolic activity that could actually turn around and stimulate inflammatory cells, right, to be produced more, to get into action, and then unfortunately cause more havoc, that's a problem. And that means stress is a real, real factor. So how do you eliminate stress? Well, for somebody like me that thrives on it, that's a problem. I've, very interesting, having this surgery, I've learned how to become very lazy. Okay? I haven't worked out now in 2.5 weeks. And I'm starting to feel a little bumped. You know, I need to exercise every day. And I was doing like too many workouts a day in the morning and at night. I haven't done that yet. Even though my surgeon said, look, no sit-ups, obviously, but you can start, you know, yeah, you could skip back on the treadmill. Because that was my first question. When can I get back on the treadmill? He said, right away. So I'm like, great, I'm going to do it tonight. And I haven't worked out in 2.5 weeks. I noticed I skipped last night. I could have gotten on there, watched Star. Well, nope, starting to get lazy. I also notice I'm sleeping in a little bit more. Okay? I'm taking it easy. I'm not bending down to pick something up. I'm not supposed to bend down. I'm supposed to have somebody else do it. But I wonder if I'm going to play that, you know, role. It's very easy for somebody like me, if I don't keep my regimen, to start to lose my mojo. That's what makes January so difficult when it comes to New Year's resolutions. New Year's Day, many of us don't have to work. And we're like, all right, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to exercise. And then all of a sudden, things start to happen and you get back into your old habits. Now, my old habit is stress. Okay? When I give myself deadlines and I tell myself you can't go to bed unless you've done an hour worth of exercise, then I'm going to do it. I have to be regimented like that. Otherwise, it doesn't work for me. For some of you guys, maybe you need a personal trainer. If somebody tells me to do it, I won't do it. It has to be me wanting to do it myself. That's why I've never had a personal trainer. Because I don't want to give them the credit. Is that stupid? I am so stupid. I know. Like, for example, Blake is my producer today. If Blake told me, Dahlia, you need to do a better show, I wouldn't do it. Because he told me to. But if he sends me vibes, going, Dahlia, you really got to step it up, man. This show stinks. Okay, if he sends me vibes, and I read those vibes, and I go home, and I say, you want to know what? I'm going to make the show better. I'm going to do it. Because I thought of it myself. I just can't have somebody tell me what to do. That's just the way it is. Except, of course, in bed. But that's something different we'll talk about. That's definitely going to be a topic for another day. So I have to be my own idea. It has to be my own idea. So it has to be my own motivation. So what do we do? You know, listen, lowering stress when you don't self-propagate it. For example, a boss, a toxic boss. You gotta leave that job. You have a toxic boss, or a boss that's on your case, a boss that will take your day no matter how beautiful it is and ruin it. You gotta get rid of it. Right? Let's say you're listening to a radio host, right, that's talking about some subject that really fires you up, right, and you just, I can't hear any more about Obamacare, I can't hear any more, right, you turn that radio host off. Okay, oops, but just not tomorrow, because I need to talk about Obamacare tomorrow. You can control things. You may think you can't. Yeah, Dahlia, it's very easy to leave a job, very easier said than done. It's not easy to do if you've had a heart attack. All right, you think having a heart attack is easier? All right, well, you know, we have choices. We choose not to make those choices. We could lose weight. We could quit smoking. It's going to be tough. It's going to be rough. We could quit drinking alcohol. We could say no to drugs. We could go to our mother-in-laws. We could go to our mother-in-laws. Really, you can do it. Right, there are things we could do, but we choose not to. So, if you have a relationship that's toxic, right? If you're in a relationship, let's say you've been married 20-some years, and your wife is nagging you all the time, right? Get some marriage therapy. Tell her. Or just sit down and tell her, look, I love you. But coming home, I'd like to make it a little different, okay? I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear what needs to be done because I want to make sure you're satisfied and I want to make sure we're getting done what you think needs to get done. But you and I used to have such amazing conversations and I want to have those conversations back. You know, I don't want to always talk about the things I have to do. You know, I want to talk about you. I want to have those conversations back. There's a lot of different ways we could control stress. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTORDELLY.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
This does not look good. This smells fishy. This smells fishy. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. I just got an email to my son. It's not from my son. This is an email to my teenage son. And it's entitled Russian Women. And this, I guess, person is inviting my son to join Russian Women Online. Now, I did not think my son was into Russian women. You know, we have a lot of Russian in our family. And he thinks the women in my family are hideous. So listen, Russian, there's beautiful women in Russia. But I, you know, why is somebody approaching my child? Yeah, I don't know how I got this email. I don't look at my son's email because he doesn't really check his email. I don't know, but this is to him because they use his name. So a couple things is going on. Number one is this could be just completely spam Okay, but I, you know. Or B, he is looking up women in surrounding countries. Okay? All right? Maybe he's looking up Norwegian women. Maybe he's looking up Bulgarian women. Who knows? And somebody thought that he would be very interested in moving a little bit more east. I will have a talk with him after school about what this means. I have no problem talking to my kids about this kind of stuff. In fact, I'm the one that talks to the kids. They don't talk to dad. I don't know why they don't talk to dad. I, you know, you would think, you know, dad, trust me, dad was a player. You know, he had a share of ladies. He did. Okay. I mean, I was the one that was very religious and good, and, you know, but my kids come to me for a lot of those talks. And I tell them. One kid more than the other. One kid, he'll just, you know, outright ask. So let's break out the book. Yeah. The other one, I just, you know, tell him no sex. It's like, okay, mom. I mean it, no sex. I'm not having sex. I can't even spell it. But good. Alright, something fishy is about going on there. Something fishy. I don't like that. I need to figure out what's going on. I'll tell you guys tomorrow. Don't worry, I'll tell you guys tomorrow. But keep it amongst yourselves. Look, family business has to be kept private, guys. So just if you promise, you know, keep it amongst yourselves. If I tell you tomorrow, tell you what happened. Alright, next. Sushi lovers. Oh, this is fishy. This is fishy. Sushi lovers, they say beware, according to U.S. News, because tapeworm is now found in U.S. salmon. This is why I don't eat fish. You know, you guys go, Dr. Dolly, why do you always talk about red meat and how much you love red meat? And why? Because it's because of this whole sushi tapeworm thing. That's why. See, I knew it was going to happen before it happened. They say scientists have confirmed that a tapeworm known to infect salmon from the Asian Pacific is also present in fish from U.S. waters. The parasite known as the Japanese broad tapeworm can grow up to 30 feet long in the human body. 30 feet long. That's a few stories. Do you get that? That's at least like a two-story apartment. A 30-foot-long tapeworm in the human body, according to the CDC. They say most people who become infected have no symptoms, the CDC says, but some suffer abdominal pain, diarrhea, and weight loss. You could also have a deficiency in vitamin B12. They say, you know, listen, this tapeworm infection appears to be uncommon. Right now, only 2,000 cases have been reported in humans, mostly in northeastern Asia, according to Roman Kucha, a lead researcher in the report. He says the first known case in North America was reported in 2008. And his team has confirmed that this tapeworm is present in wild pink salmon from the Alaskan Pacific. This is published. Actually, they say the findings are published in the February issue. We aren't even in February, and they're already publishing this, of the CDC's Journal of Emerging Infectious Diseases. They say contracting it, our risk is low, but it exists. They say when you eat uncooked fish or other raw foods like unpasteurized milk, there is some inherent risk. Now, the risk is not limited to tapeworms. There's other foodborne pathogens you could get, like bacteria, viruses, and parasites. But when people eat sushi, they eat sushi raw. Now, luckily, there are medications. There's at least a couple drugs you could use, praziquantel, beltracide, and the niclosamide, or niclicide, are what we use to kill a parasite. All right, so their findings was based off analysis of 64 wild salmon from 5 different species caught off the Alaskan coast. Coast samples of pink salmon were found to harbor Japanese broad tapeworm larvae. So, I know you guys like sushi. I get that. I know there's a lot of all-you-can-eat sushi. Just be careful, please. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This water slide accident that beheaded a lawmaker's 10-year-old son really was devastating. And the family of the Kansas lawmaker's son who died, from what I understand, has reached a settlement Wednesday with the park owners and the raft's manufacturer. From what I remember, it was a this was in... I thought this was, and I don't want to say the wrong water park, But they're not revealing it here. Hold on a second. I'm having an issue. I apologize with this. Because I'm thinking it was a water park. I do not want to say. Hold on a second. Let me see. Because I need to make sure I get this right. Oh. Okay. Yeah. It was at Schlitterbahn Water Park in Kansas City, Kansas. And apparently I've reached a settlement. I apologize about this. I love computers. Why can't I go back to the old days where I just had paper? And they said the family, Caleb Schwab is the one that unfortunately died. He was on a raft ride when unfortunately there was some sort of a bounce that caused him to be higher up that unfortunately caused him to suffer decapitation. Not all decapitations mean the whole head has to be removed, but unfortunately it killed him instantly. And this is supposed to be the world's tallest water slide, and the family has reached a settlement with the park owner and the raft manufacturer. According to the family's attorneys, they say the Schwab family remains determined to hold all those responsible for this tragedy accountable while doing all they can to ensure this never happens again to another family. In the near future, we will be allowed to disclose further specifics regarding the settlement. The family's court filing note that the settlement shall have no impact whatsoever on any potential claims against others, including the ride's designer. A spokeswoman for Schlitterbahn Water Parks and Resorts confirmed the statement, but she declined to elaborate. So I apologize for not being able to have more information, but the child had ridden the ride, the Verrückt slide. It's German for insane. And unfortunately, he was decapitated in the accident. And it is I believe it was a raft with a 17-story drop. The speed's up to 70 miles an hour. Then there's this surge and a hump and then a 50-foot descent into a finishing pool. Riders are supposed to be about 54 inches tall. They're supposed to be wearing seatbelts, one crossing the rider's lap and the other stretching diagonally like a car's shoulder seatbelt. Each strap was supposed to be held in place by long straps that close with fabric fasteners, not buckles. Riders hold ropes inside the raft. So we still don't understand exactly what happened and why, but it was very frightening, very scary, and our prayers were with the Schwab family. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, the European Union, all right, is warning us that robots should be fitted with kill switches to prevent a Terminator-style rise of the machines. This is very interesting. A draft report passed by the EU committee today also proposes granting legal status to robots, categorizing them as electronic persons. Okay, this is getting too much like Terminator 2, if you ask me. Don't go away. We're going to talk about this. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, these robots, this is serious stuff. All right? I mean, it is so serious. I remember watching the Terminator movie in the 90s, and I went home, and I kind of freaked out about it. And I'm not good with horror flicks, and Terminator 2 should not have really been classified as a horror flick, even though the Terminator movies were pretty bloody and pretty scary. But I really believe that we have the, you know, the capability of, you know, these machines doing more than we intend them to. I don't know much about artificial intelligence, but I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, look at how many of you guys talk to Siri. You talk to Siri more than your wives. You prefer it. When you have human demand preferring to go to a computer or use a robot more than another human being, this is where we make ourselves vulnerable. So now the European Parliament, all right, and the European Union Committee is proposing granting legal status to robots, categorizing them as electronic persons. And this is an article coming out of Daily Mail. And remember, what happens in Europe eventually happens with us. Sometimes we're the trendsetters, but many times Europe is. Maddie Dahl, oh, hold on a second, I'm trying to get her name right, Delvaux, socialist MEP from Luxembourg, led the campaign and warned that Europe is passively standing by as robots take an increasingly powerful role that will turn even stronger with the emergence of driverless cars. To encourage EU action, European Union action, she tabled a resolution at the European Parliament that also includes the need for an agency specialized in dealing with artificial intelligence. Once enshrined in law, her resolution would force the European Commission, their executive arm, to begin work on laws that deal with these issues head on. She says a growing number of our daily lives are increasingly affected by robots. In order to ensure that robots are and will remain in the service of humans, we urgently need to create a robust European legal framework. Now, I don't think we in America are even thinking about this yet. All right? I say let Europe deal with it. Let them pass laws. Let them do whatever. And we'll see how it goes. All right? But when you give, all right, legal status to a robot, does that mean they could vote? All right? And, you know, we may need to think about this one. All right? Because if the liberals decide to get their hands on this, then, yeah. Your robot can vote. We're going to have a whole bunch of robots voting in the next election. All right. So apparently there's a lot of concern over auto builders. All right. They want to see robotic cars on the road by the year 2020, according to Daily Mail. So who is going to be legally liable in the case of a car crash? Now, people say, well, the auto builders, but hold the phone. Okay, if God forbid you and I get into a car accident, we sue each other. We don't sue Ford, Kia, Lexus, whatever. We sue each other. An auto builder cannot have all these robotic cars driving you around, and they continually be the ones at risk legally. So these robots have to have some sort of autonomy. And this makes no sense to me. I don't understand this. They say they called for an obligatory insurance scheme to fund and a fund to ensure victims are fully compensated in case of accidents. The report also called for the EU to find ways to help the millions of workers who will inevitably lose their jobs as industries become increasingly automated. So this is interesting. According to Julie Retta, who backed the report, said if all decisions of a machine are no longer directly attributable to the actions of a person, it must be clarified who is liable if something goes wrong. So accountability, right, is a part of our society's framework. And lawyers, of course, you know, need somebody to sue. And I'm not saying this to, you know, criticize the lawyers. But, you know, of all the people losing their jobs when robots take over, okay, the lawyers are going to be the ones that are going to fight tooth and nail. They're going to be successful. Lawyers will be able to fight this successfully, so they still have jobs. So now that there's the issue of, well, what happens if a robot hurts you? Who's liable? Somebody has to be liable. Somebody has to be accountable. Then this debate ensues. So it's interesting. I'm just not, I'm just not convinced we'll be able to figure this out in time. Maybe we'll have to ask Siri to help us. Amazon.com Inc. has revealed plans to hire more than 100,000 people in the United States in the next 18 months. Alright, President-elect Donald Trump is pushing companies to employ more Americans, so Amazon.com has jumped on the bandwagon, and thank you, thank you, thank you. Especially since we gave you a hard time with the 45,000 robots that, you know, you were boasting that you had. I purchase from Amazon. I am a very avid Amazon customer. So I have a right to say whatever I want, good and bad, about Amazon. And I think, you know, it's a company that's obviously growing. So it's no surprise that they're going to take on 100,000 people. Hopefully they could offset a lot of the job loss with automation. And they did promise that even though they had, you know, a lot of robots, right, tens of thousands of robots, right, they would increase their workforce. So that's very, very cool. Okay? Let me see. Can it, research groups have argued that the company kills more jobs, though, than it creates because it had disrupted the traditional retail industry. Critics also say that tax breaks and other incentives that have helped fuel Amazon's warehouse growth weren't worth the investment because they create mostly low-wage jobs, many of them temporary. Now, Amazon, it says, has created more than 150,000 jobs in the U.S., growing its workforce in the country to 180,000 at the end of last year. They got Amazon Marketplace. They got Amazon Flex. Aren't they also making movies? They say this will create hundreds of thousands of jobs for people who want the flexibility to be an entrepreneur and set their own schedule. So, hopefully we have some relief coming, but I know it's in the air. I get that. Speaking of relief, it looks like California has been getting some relief from their drought because of these storms. And boy, have they, especially Northern California, they have been seeing a lot of snow. They say a series of storms have hit Northern California this winter. And the drought picture there is easy. All right, but we still have issues with Southern California and the Central Valley. We don't know what this spring and summer is going to be. They say this week's drought monitor map shows no drought conditions, right, through the huge swath of Northern California, but serious water woes to the south. The most severe drought remains in parts of L.A., Ventura, and Santa Barbara counties. The storms drenched the Bay Area and created blizzard conditions in parts of the Sierra Nevada over this last week. Storms dramatically boosted the Sierra snowpack, which is a key source of water for California, to 158% of normal and made a significant dent in the six-year drought. But, unfortunately, the water systems left a path of destruction, and the storms caused at least four deaths. So, I live in Nevada, okay? I'm going to be visiting Reno to give a talk next week. And so, for me, I like to see snow. We in Las Vegas, though, don't really seem to get our water from the Sierra Nevadas as much as from Salt Lake. Or, I'm sorry, from Colorado River. Apologize, Colorado River. So we look very, very closely at the Colorado snowpack, because when that melts, then the Colorado River comes to us. And as we've been seeing, the Colorado River has been shrinking and shrinking. And we have Lake Mead, our man-made, one of the biggest man-made lakes ever, low on water supply. So we're hoping to see that increase. But at least some people are getting some relief. Just be careful out there with the storms. A lot of storms hitting back east, too. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
The paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.